sorry. Like, we need you so bad.
Why?
Oh, you guys
You have not.
Yes, we
have. We have.
Thanks for throwing us under the bus, hon. We're talking about the Stomper promo video. We're so
bored. Like, I don't have any information for anything, so we
do. Are you going to put that video?
I'm sorry. I'm Wendy. Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Yeah, we've done it. We made our introduction.
Congratulations. Thank you for joining. Welcome.
We've already nominated her for stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got voluntold.
Yeah. Voluntold.
Yeah. Kevin's fixing to show us the video. That did not get put on Facebook that they did here at the fire station last week. There's an agenda and a thing. Yeah. And we kind of. So we talked about the logo not being updated. We talked about the application being live. We're waiting on you to do the membership perks. And we talked a little bit about the promotion party. But we added a thing on the agenda.
Yeah.
Actually, Ron brought it up. We need to start talking about the preseason event if we're going to feed you.
Yes. I wanted to talk about that this tonight.
Yeah. So,
I'm really sorry. I had forgotten all about the dinner.
Oh, you're fine?
It's okay. It's not going to pull it up. Okay. Well, anyway, we were talking about the promotion video that they did here last week for the fire department.
You're good.
It's all you now. I'm done.
Laughing about
it. That's not cool.
That's
how you
would
start.
Yeah.
He
was
trying to entertain.
All right. So,
we already did the treasurer report.
Already did?
And the minutes are approved.
That's exciting.
And the financial statements are
awesome stuff.
Yeah.
It is the year's worked out.
Perfect. That's exactly what we want, right?
It is one spreadsheet broken down every month.
Did you show it?
Not yet.
Are you missing it? Do you want to do that right now?
If we
can you plug that in?
Yeah.
It's not going to block it?
No, it won't block it.
I mean, legitimately.
Isn't there a cord in there, babe?
What you need?
A cord to plug it in? He's my husband, by the way. I think everybody here but you know that. And we both work here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this where it always meets?
We've met here a lot just because of this room.
Yeah.
But
we are open to meet anywhere.
Yes.
And, like, we would like to move around so that it kind of fits for everybody. We just need a location where we can have a meeting.
Yeah.
So if it's like an eating place and there's a separate room, I'm fine with that too.
We
right?
need suggestions. Yeah.
So we're looking for places. We've done easily. We do here. But all open to anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere you know of that has like a meeting room.
Yeah.
Like if it's somewhere near you, like a little mom and pop store or whatever.
Do
or
they
place.
Young group spot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Your own group spot? Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
So, if you find one on there, go ahead and just throw it out there and say, hey, what about here? You know?
Yeah.
We're looking for all the
No. We have stuff in the basket. You still have to send me your money.
Okay.
So I can send you more
girl.
I'm looking more at myself. So, my GP told me, Wendy, I said, I can't stay here. I got an extra class in Sweden. And they're like, really? And
Eric
was like, she's a president.
Of course. You know where
the
places?
Where Papa
Joe's used to be?
I said, yeah. We're doing a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Do you love your
crossbody? Yeah, but this anything, any type of bottle will do. It has like 12 different types of cans and stuff.
Kevin brought that.
She's got a bag of stuff.
I got that.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
She got to see her man Friday.
That's
so we told her that Bop Bop was teaching Stomper how to be a fireman, and he had to work, so we only stayed for like 5 minutes. Because I think we could have gotten rid of Lee.
Yeah.
And plus it was close to her nap time.
No, it's better.
And he came at like 10:30. And she had gotten up at 5:30 that morning.
Short ribs, salmon.
And reasonably priced.
How's my crew in the back?
Cool.
Good.
We just talked about the new restaurant at Anderson. They have a room just in case y'all want to come to Anderson.
Hey, you find out the information and put it in group spot and we will get it. Like, contact the restaurant, make sure they will put us in there.
Who is there? That's my second address.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is it called?
Millie's Online.
It's like a Charleston style restaurant, but not Charleston.
Yeah.
So looks like a snake on the floor.
Yeah.
It does.
And Charleston.
Last 4 digits of your phone number, tell me, so I don't want to.
8831.
Sorry, it's only going to project on that one.
It was just working. What did you do?
The couldn't plug it in down there, so we had to plug it into the TV itself.
Okay.
If you looked under there,
okay,
it's a hot mess. It's
okay.
Not fireproof. Proof. March spreadsheet.
Yeah.
April, May, and June.
Okay.
Nothing's come in. Nothing's gone out.
Right.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
July, same thing.
Okay, so you did it like about each sheet a month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How do we get that off the
bottom?
I don't know.
Make that go off the bottom, babe.
Well,
I'm not a computer expert.
Hit input on the
there
we go.
Don't try.
He's like, I'm on TV. I'm a firefighter.
Okay. Is that in the drop?
Not yet.
I was just trying to.
You don't want to share with us?
He will.
Once I can get something.
He just got it done today. Right? You just got it done today, didn't you? Last night?
You did it last night.
Yeah.
So that's
nice. You got tabs on all the bottles.
Yeah.
That's all the way through.
December. Okay.
And then I'm going to work on a tab for the total of your expense.
Profit and loss. So that will all be on one sheet.
Yeah, okay.
Instead of doing the one sheet every time, we'll just do one yearly spreadsheet to cover.
Right.
And
I think you can lock.
I said, looking up, you need Claude.
Can't you lock a spreadsheet so once it's done, be able to lock it so
I can go
you can
in,
change it?
I can go in and protect it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think that we would want to protect that tab.
Yeah.
So no one thinks that things are being changed, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys good with that? Like, any concerns that you have?
No. Mm-mm. I like that.
So he'll create a tab that will do the profit and loss. It is kind of like a...
Excel. Yeah.
Oh, crap. What's the name of the system that everybody uses?
QuickBooks.
So instead of paying for QuickBooks, we're going to make our own.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Yeah.
You can lock the file for viewing, too. So, like, if you didn't want somebody to mess with it. You let people in it, but then they can't edit themselves.
I can set it up to where you can look at everything, you can type and see formulas and all that, but you can't change any single.
Yeah, and I think that's important so that all of us are comfortable with the numbers staying the same.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it needs to be locked.
Feel free to voice any type of concerns that you have, risk that you think there might be. Granted, we have the bank statement that is going to back all that up, right?
Right.
And you can't fudge a bank statement, so.
No, but that's very simple, clean. It looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
And then.
Jeremy.
I know. I got an email from Jeremy, and I'm like, I don't know a Jeremy Smith. I'm like, oh, Ryan.
So once I get all that settled, figure out how to get on the drive, I'll move everything over.
Got it. $100
Yeah, I've seen it. Your birthday. How your birthday?
Dang it.
I posted on your husband's face.
Yeah.
I'm not good at Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Guess what?
It's her birthday too.
Me and her birthday twins.
Are y'all on the same day? Well, happy birthday to you yesterday.
And my boss, Eric, is his birthday also. So there's like three of us.
Allie's roommate from college. It's her birthday.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Okay.
So thank you.
What about the purse?
Elisa says thank you too.
Yes, thank
you. It's her birthday also.
Can you pull up the part thing?
Do you have that on? Do you have it in your email? You should have it in your email that you sent to me, right?
He was going to try to sit down.
Yeah, he was.
He thought he was done. D-U-N done.
So did they talk about we have the QR code, so we'll be able to put the QR code for the application mm-hmm. on the table,
yep.
and they'll just be able to scan that QR code, fill out the application, that will go directly into the spreadsheet.
Zelle also has a QR code.
Zelle's got a QR code.
Yes, they do. I knew that. Sorry.
TD Bank also has a payment link to where I can click on it and it can send a link to accept cards to the phone number and all that.
I feel like
I'm trying to see what percentage
that looks like.
If it's 1.9 or 1.
Yeah, but I mean
that's gonna be almost cheaper.
Yeah. Let's explore that stuff, right? And I still feel like, as a nonprofit, there has to be somebody that is...
There's a company out of...
You said...
I'm about to take that off.
There are two guys out of
Quebec.
That made an amp that did it, so I'm looking more into that.
Okay, so this is what we had gone over when we did that... So we have a lot of things to do here in this short summer break. So we kind of had a regular monthly meeting, and then we had a supplemental meeting, and this was the supplemental meeting. The idea is that the Rabbits want to, for active Booster Club members, for anything that we do, we get points, and we get to utilize those points for additional discounts at the hot shop. Or, you know, you can turn it in for tickets for a friend to go if you've used all your buddy tickets, or discounts at a restaurant, like what all those look like. So they wanted us to come up with a point system. So this is what we talked about and wanted to go through so we can kind of vote, and we start out here, right? And we present it to the Rabbits and we say, hey, this is what we think we want for the points, and this is what we want to be able to turn in, this is the number of points we want. If we want to be where was that at? Thank you. like VIP parking spot is going to take this many points. Discounts at the Hope Shop. Bench Buddies, Welcome Tunnel Welcomes, right? So we kind of assign points to those.
Hoop. 2 o'clock was early, okay?
It's all right. We think it's fun.
I'll give you my WhatsApp number and let them blow your phone up.
So we're gonna give the proposals of like, hey, we think these are events that we're gonna be able to easily track who's there and be able to assign points to it, right? And then this is how many points we think we're gonna want to do this for you to turn in to do something. So we want to present that to the Rabbits, see if they like it or not, bring that back to the membership. We finalize that, get that looking the way we want it, knowing that list may change, right? We may get in there and it's like too hard to get that many points. So maybe we lower the points for things, or maybe we increase the points that you get for doing something, right? So the doing something. So you have a 50-point, 100-point, 150, 300, and 500-point level. So volunteering at. We talked to.
Could you blow that up for us? Down on the right corner, just pinch it open.
There you go.
Thank you. Is that what you need to do? Okay. So we had asked if there is nobody managing, like if somebody, the 501(c) that they have, the charity that they have to do the Chuck-a-Puck, instead of them running the Chuck-a-Puck table, if somebody doesn't show up or they cancel, let the Booster Club do it, and then we would donate that money to a charity, right? That would be another way to raise money for a charity.
Right.
So, what was your question?
Also, I get points. Thanks for signing
the
in.
The points. Is this every time you do it?
Yes.
It's not just a one-time thing?
Correct.
You're coming more often.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, wait.
So you work the chuckle puck table when there's no volunteers there. That's the blue, whatever, points. 50?
$300.
And then work the booster club table. So they are going to be giving us a table, which if you know where they are at, right, the ticket table is, ticket booth area. There was an open space, and then there was the four-pack Pepsi where you got all your chips and sodas and stuff. That empty space right there is where they want to put us, and so then the season, the jersey raffle would be on the other side. So we would all be right there, which is really good, right? So the idea would be that they could then refer people that are buying season tickets or buying package tickets, they could refer them right over to the booster club table. Okay? So we work the table at home games, not during intermission, so no one has to work it during intermission, or sorry, during the period. We only work intermission and before the game. So just so you know that, unless you don't like watching hockey, and then you can go work the table. Are you fine? You don't want to sign up for that, Alan?
No, we want to see the hockey.
It all depends what kind of game it is.
Right. Well, halfway through.
Depends on who we're playing.
Period three might be a little questionable sometimes.
Vendor sales. So as we start getting stuff, and because we were wanting to do the rabbits, also agreed for us to do Booster Club merchandise. So to be able to sell that stuff, if you're there selling it, you'd get points for that. Bringing a person to the Booster Club meeting that would like to look at joining, there you go. Yep, right? Yep. You would get points for that.
Kevin's in the lead.
You're the winner tonight. Ding, 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 ding.
Going to an away game. So you go to an away game, you snap a picture, you put it on our Booster Club social media, said, hey, I'm here supporting the Rabbits, right? You're going to get some points. Yeah. You're there supporting the team. That's what we're about, right? You guys all good with that? Think
Do
that's
we
fair?
Need to, for the away game, put something like when it's like the season ticket holders going.
Yeah, you're not going to get points for riding the bus where they provide the free ticket.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Kind of gives.
It's got to be going on your own.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to.
Going as a group. I think that, yeah, we can get more details on that, right?
Does it have to be a Rabbits game?
Yes, because we're a Booster Club Rabbits.
We'll just check.
There's no dumb questions.
Well, and I almost thought, like, you know how people will go to another country or another state and they're like, represent the Rabbits, right? I didn't even think that should have points to it. Not a ton of points, but why not?
But, like, y'all go to, don't y'all go to the games up in Raleigh again?
Yeah, we go up
there. Right.
I mean,
you're wearing, and if you're wearing Swamp Rabbits,
Emily will always be wearing her Swamp Rabbits.
See? I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. You're representing the Rabbits.
We've got stopped three different times the first night because she had her jersey on, and they're like, oh, what's this? What's that? Who's that? And then out of all the people in the arena, the guy sitting next to me actually had season tickets 2 years ago.
Oh, that's funny.
And when he lived down here, and then he moved back to Greensboro and got Car Bowl tickets.
Yeah. Well, so. I was in Iserlohn, Germany, and I was wearing my Swamp Rabbit jersey to one of their hockey games, sat next to a drunk German today. And all he could do was talk dirty about American hockey, American Canada hockey. And he was like, our player went over there, and he said it was so slow. And I'm like, oh, you mean he couldn't handle getting hit? And they're like, and Brent goes, we're not in our own country, Wendy. And I'm like, hey, don't talk about my Rabbits. So, so I mean, I feel like, I don't know if you guys do, but we can talk about that after we go through the rest of them.
Yeah.
That if you're representing the team at an
event. A hockey event.
Yeah, or even out of state, you know, when you're, you see a lot of people that, you know, go out to Utah, right? Right.
Yeah.
And you wear your Swamp Rabbit shirt.
Been there, did that.
Yeah, you know,
it's a Kings
you go
game.
To like an LA Kings game.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know, our parent, right? And that would be pretty cool to wear swamp rats.
So we're going to make a subcategory of that?
Yeah.
I think we'll add mm-hmm. to like go out of state representing the swamp rabbits.
Yeah.
You know, take a picture and put it on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Table anytime at an event. Table at any game or special event. So if we, I follow this. Sorry. So like if the rabbits are doing a special event and they're gonna ask us, hey, will you come? And you know, we're gonna be selling season tickets. You wanna come and represent the booster club? We all need to take turns at doing that. That's all fun for all of us, right? So
that'd be like the Ice on Main or something like that.
Yeah.
Where they set up a little table and a little giveaway.
Yeah. So if you're helping any team with the front office, if you're helping pass out calendars, because they're wanting us to do the bar calendars, handing them out at restaurants. So the idea was, like, I'm in this area of Greenville, and I'm saying, hey, I'm going to go to all these locations. Addie's going to handle...
Fair.
What?
Because we're right across the street from each other.
No, like you handle Anderson, right? Or you handle...
I'm at the work.
No. And so you handle all these different areas, and then we're telling the rabbits, hey, we got these areas and these restaurants, then they're going to saturate the areas that we haven't hit. Right? So we're not doubling up.
Yeah.
Okay? That's kind of that idea, is that we're spreading that wealth with them, and that would be doing that, right? You're going to get points for handing out those posters.
Who's going to Holman Park?
Helping with Little League, so
that's LA, baby.
LA. That would be your this. Where you're from. That's your area.
West Side. Remind me to tell you a story about that afterwards.
Oh. You and Brent can go.
Kevin will go with you. He's not scared of those people.
He's like, we're going to Vegas for Metallica. And I'm like, bye. And there's like eight of them flying to Vegas. Eight. And they're like, what's the worst thing that can happen? And I'm like, oh, I'll see
you,
Bill.
In LA, you just got to worry about crackheads. That's
yeah, that's what
they say. I deal with them on a regular basis.
Vegas isn't as bad anymore.
No.
So, like, helping at the golf tournament, doing calls from Greenville, artist affair, all that stuff, you'd get points at, right?
I grew up there.
I thought that said reffing. Referring a person.
Reffing people. That would
be better than the refs we have.
I was like, no, you're right. I was reading it.
You spelled it correctly. You just can't read.
Yeah.
But I like
refing
better.
Refing a person.
Refing a person for games.
So referring a person to the season to a ref, and they make contact with that person, you're going to get points for that, right? You're giving them that. What they said was, you're giving us the lead. It's our job to execute on it. And you're right. It is. Right? Mm-hmm. We're bringing people in. It's your job to entertain them and keep them coming back. So, a person you refer buys a single ticket to any game of the season, you get points. If they buy a four-pack half season, buy a full season, you're going to get a lot more points, right, as that goes up. You attend a coach's show or a watch party, you're going to get points for doing that. Again, this is all stuff that we can easily track, right? And we'll have one person that will be in charge of tracking that. We'll figure that out once we get everything approved of who will be doing that. And then how to use the points.
Go back up for just a minute. Where it was talking about not just like referring a person. Go back up a little bit more. I know we've got bringing a person to the booster meeting, but what about like bringing people to games for the first time? Like first time people to the game?
That would be them buying a season ticket. Oh, are you meaning like, hey, I'm using my buddy
pack. Yeah, like you can use your buddy pack. Or like, there are games and we've got multiple season tickets. And so like, if he doesn't always go to the game, I know, do y'all buy two tickets and he doesn't always go? So like, if you use your ticket to bring someone that's never been to hockey before.
Yeah.
Like, and say, we
don't
need to
sit them next to me, please.
Huh?
Don't sit them next to me, please.
No, they'll sit with us.
I know, I'm teasing.
But what I'm saying is, if you bring somebody, because we've done that a lot.
Yeah.
We've brought people, especially, like, that we work with.
I think that's awesome.
And we've even gone as far as to buy tickets for people, like, the first time, just to get them in the door so they can see it and enjoy it. Like, I bought the Valentine pack thing, and I gave my tickets to somebody that works here that had never been to hockey before. So we need to do something like that about bringing new people.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So what about the people who are on the Booster Club right now that don't have season tickets? Is it just kind of a sorry, snooze, you lose, you don't get to participate in that one?
In what one?
If they don't have season tickets, they don't get the extra person, like the buddy system.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to really just have them buy a ticket or,
Which, I mean, if you're,
I'm just thinking of people who are joining the Booster Club that aren't members, aren't season ticket holders.
Yeah.
And how are we going to try, are they going to have a card for us to try?
So the rep will actually let us know, hey, like, we're going to have one rep that we refer them to. And they're going to say, yes, they bought tickets, or...
Okay.
Yep, once a month, we're going to say...
Okay. We'll send us a spreadsheet or something, information. Mm-hmm. These people referred, and these people get these points, and whoever's doing the points will get the points.
That is, as of right now, what we would like to do is it be where we send them a spreadsheet of how many points you collected this month, and they go into your account, and they update how many points you have. If you refer somebody or they buy a ticket, they would just automatically add those points. We would give them the stuff that they don't, that are not ticket related.
It'll flip flop, kind of.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the idea is that
eventually,
hopefully, it'll be on your account. You'll have like a barcode or something that says, "Hey, I'm a Booster Club member," right? So that's how you're going to prove that you're a Booster Club member. And then it would have like a barcode with it. Maybe we can come up with some type of scanner, so when you show up in an event, we can scan it, and it can automatically trigger it. I don't know. That's in my brain. I think there should be something out there like that.
I was going to say, what about something like the tickets and the scanners they used to scan the tickets in, something like that?
Right. I don't know. We just have to explore it.
Yeah.
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 I
don't
know. Right?
Well,
yeah, that makes sense.
Their system's broken, because if I don't go to a game, I still get to say, thanks for coming. And I'm like,
but I think
there has
to be something that's out there that we can make a scan, right?
Yeah. QR code or something.
Alan, you know that kind of stuff, right? There has to be something out there.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can find something, but I don't know right away. I'll see.
Yeah. If you want to just dig around and see what's out there, maybe.
You want to scan something and then bring up a what?
So I'd like it to scan and dump to like a spreadsheet or that, like on our membership list, right? It would dump it into that. So then it would just automatically tally the report, tally the numbers throughout the month, and then we could send that to the rabbits and they would update.
But each scan would be different as to what?
Each person would have their own barcode.
And
but
their
then
account.
When you scan it though, will it be a 1 point per scan or 3 points per scan?
Well, it would be depending on what we're doing.
We would have to set that up.
In the scanner option, you would have to pick what one we're doing, right? So if we went to a coach's show, I would have that clicked and I would just automatically scan everybody that showed up.
So you'd have to set the multiple of the scan beforehand.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, they call them a wedge.
Okay.
They put them between the keyboard and the computer. And it reads the barcode and spits the number out. You just have a lookup table.
Yeah.
And it just increments the table.
So we'll just have to look at, like, how cheap can we get that?
Yeah, that's been around for years.
You know?
Yeah.
And what are
you
options?
You ain't burning or not, I can't help you.
So I just thought about this.
You heard that?
Wait. When Ed says about
you
not
having
a season ticket holder, how would these
ones? Sounds like all we need is a scanner.
How would we track if they're not
plug
season
it into
holders?
The computer.
So
we
I
have the program running.
I don't know. Is there anybody in here that's not a season ticket holder?
When you
buy a ticket, do you have an account that you go in and get it from?
No. Honestly, I get a lot of tickets. Like, either my husband's work or my work will get tickets, like, given to us. So that's how we would normally go. But when I buy them, I just buy them online. Like,
do you do it through Ticketmaster? You have a Swamp Accounts Ticketmaster account?
Just a regular Ticketmaster.
So you know what? I'm going to tell you this offhand, right? You can go to a ticket rep, and they're going to get you a better deal than what it is.
Yes.
You're not going to have all the fees.
Or go to the box office. We want to buy season tickets.
Yeah.
We just haven't got around to it yet.
No, that's okay.
And that's all cool. We'll have them. Hopefully, they'll be attending next month's meeting.
Okay.
And because I said, even if Andrew or...
Sign up on the promo night.
Yeah.
The promo day.
Or if you... Yeah, on the August 8th, mm-hmm. if you sign up for season tickets... They'll have a table there.
Okay.
But I said, even if Andrew or Tim can't come to the next meeting, maybe a ticket rep come, mm-hmm. and we can talk about like how we would track this stuff. Can you add the stuff we were talking about? So go up a little bit. Like here. Sorry, you can't see my finger. This one, like, represent the rabbits out of state by swamp rabbit. I want to say paraphernalia, but that's not right. Swamp rabbit gear?
Yeah, swamp rabbit gear, yeah.
Huh?
Out of state games.
It is paraphernalia. That doesn't always mean drugs.
Okay, so I'm going to throw a little wrench in this. What if I went to a stingray game?
That's what I was about to say.
And I'm brave. Go to Charleston.
And you're not there at a rabbits game?
And I'm not there.
But you're wearing a rabbit shirt.
And you're wearing a rabbit shirt.
But I'm in state.
But you're out.
Oh.
I would do.
I would count that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just.
What do you think?
Away stadium.
I count it.
Just no away stadium.
Maybe go out of Greenville.
Right. Out
of the surrounding area.
Out of the upstate.
Out of the upstate.
Out of mine.
There you go. That'll work.
Yeah.
All about
okay. And then what was the other one? If you
bring someone, whether you're using a buddy ticket or buying it, I mean, because we've bought tickets for people before. Like, if you bring someone, like a first time, hockey, refer a person, like if you have a first time hockey game,
bring a person, bring a guest,
first time guest. I would make it like a first time,
yeah, because you don't want to bring a same kid over and over,
right?
And you
get
four people I can bring every single.
Right, yeah. But, I mean, we do that a lot. Like I said, we gave tickets last year to several people. That's why you got all these people sitting there.
Yeah,
you want to come sit with us? We got a free seat this year at our table. Yeah, we had to get a whole table.
You were there for me.
I mean, I hold that section down really well.
Yeah.
But what if you don't have buddy passes? What if you use them all?
That's why I said bring the first time.
I
thought we said we were including if we use our buddy passes. Are we not including that now?
It doesn't matter how you bring them, right? If you use your buddy pass or you don't use your buddy pass.
Well, and
it's going to count because you're saying it's only a first time guest.
Yeah, so if you're using your buddy ticket and you're bringing somebody that's never been to a Rabbits game, you're going to get points.
And I think it should be more than 25. I'm just saying.
Hey, if you bought a ticket for them because you're out of buddy tickets, that's their first time coming, you're going
to
get the
same. But they have to be a first time guest.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you bring the same person 20 times, you're not really spreading the word.
Dang it.
No. Right?
Yeah.
They're spreading the word. They're helping spread the word. Like, guess where I was last night.
I mean, if they bring other people with them.
But would that not go under if they come? Well,
I just have people that come like once a season. That's the thing. They come to one game once a season. So.
I think what we're looking for is somebody that's going to buy a ticket, buy a season ticket, or buy a ticket pack or something like that. Is what we're trying to promote.
New people.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was. That's why I said a first time guest. I was thinking promoting, introducing people to hockey is what I was thinking of. That's why I said it that way. But I think it should be more than 25 points. I mean, I think that's a worth a little more. What's the next level?
A hundred.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just my opinion, because if you're bringing a brand new person that's never been to a hockey game, like, whether they come back or not, I think that's a pretty big, that's part of what we're about, is introducing people to this sport.
I'm fine with that.
I mean, that's my, and that's just my opinion.
This is all of us
voicing
our opinion.
Yeah.
You guys have, what do you think? Should it be worth more points?
I think it should. I mean.
Yeah.
So we're going to take this and present it to the rabbits and say, okay, you good with this?
Yeah, we don't know if half of it's going to stick or not.
Yeah, they may say no.
I don't anticipate them saying no. Because we were given a point system to them, and they were like, I think that's way too low. I think you should get more points for that.
So maybe they'll up it,
right?
But the point value versus point earned is, it could be 5 points if something costs 75 points.
Right.
Versus it'll be like 200 points to 700.
Depends on what these down here are going to cost you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With the final product, with the points,
those values are double jeopardy.
Double jeopardy. Huh?
They're acting out over there.
Was there anything else that we wanted to add? Addie, did you have something else? Because I think that will cover if you're not a season ticket holder and you are coming to games. So if you're not a season ticket holder and you're bringing somebody with you to a game, that would cover that also, and you're a Booster Club member.
Yeah.
Right? That would give you those points. You don't have to have a buddy ticket.
Okay, I have a scenario that just popped into my head.
Okay.
What if we know somebody in the Booster Club that wants to bring somebody and they're out of buddy tickets, and you've got buddy tickets. Can we give them one of our buddy tickets?
That's up to you. Yeah.
I mean, does it matter?
Who gets the point?
Well, the reason I'm asking is, it's my ticket, and I'm giving it. So how would the point thing work?
The person that's bringing them is going to get the points.
Well, I mean, I know that, but how do we make the transaction work to where they get the credit for it instead of the person that's sharing the buddy ticket?
The rabbits aren't going to tell us who got the buddy tickets and used it. That's going to be on us to determine that.
Actually, it's once you transfer it.
Yeah, you can transfer it. They're going to tell us when somebody bought a ticket from them. If we referred them and they bought a ticket, they bought a ticket package, they bought season tickets, they bought a half season.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to tell us.
So you would.
I'm going to depend on you to take a picture of you and your friend and say, hey, they're new.
Well, no, what I was saying is, like, if Addie didn't have anybody tickets left and she wanted to bring somebody.
She's going to do is she's going to take a picture of her and her new buddy and brought a newbie to the game, right, and post it on our social media as,
And it's not really going to matter if it was a donated buddy ticket
or if they bought it or that's where we kind of we did it of bring the first time guest. So
I was just thinking about, if that was something that somebody thought about doing, that the appropriate person got the credit for it.
Yeah, you're good. Anything else that we wanted to add? What do you guys see wrong
with
about
bringing a group?
Bringing a group? That's a great point.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I think bringing a group is a lot of points.
Yeah. I was going to say,
the top hunks.
All right, so I'll contradict that. What's considered a group?
Five or more.
Okay. A company.
Like, what if you got, like, for example, we're trying to convince my husband's company to buy a box.
There you go.
Like, but that would be, like,
if they buy a box, you'll hit a jackpot.
No, not, like, buy the box permanently, but, like, for the they normally go to the drive, and we're like, we're tired of sweating at, like, baseball games. Let's go to a hockey game instead. So, like, we're like, you guys should buy tickets and rent the box for, like, the company event.
Because the box itself
is
$1,000. And so, yeah,
it's like $1,200 for the box. And then you got to buy the tickets, which I think it holds
20.
Right at 20.
Depending on how many, what
package
you
want. You want the food?
No.
And the food doesn't come with the box either.
I knew food didn't come.
I fight that every year at work.
Why don't they? That's stupid.
even
raise the price of the box.
Working out floor, we still have to pay the box fee and full price ticket for value.
So I like that idea of bring a group, five or more.
Five or more, yeah.
Right,
and then maybe we can bring a box and make it a higher value, or sell a box, or bring it I don't know.
You're referring somebody to the ticket rep, and they buy a box.
Make it higher, though.
Or they have an event.
Yeah.
Sure.
Buying a box for an event, yeah.
Buying a box, we'll just max that out, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the highest is.
Yeah, and max it. I think that's the purple.
That's probably down there.
Yeah.
That's probably the purple right there, like a season ticket.
Yeah, that would be, a purple. Easy.
Wait, is it just... For an event?
Yeah.
Y'all are talking about
buying a box for a game.
A one-time box.
Oh, you're talking about one-time box?
Yeah, like your company using it. Like you can get the company to use it one time and they buy the tickets and all.
Because all the suites, it's like a 2 or 3 year wait.
Yeah, but they have those in the size that they sell out to different...
I know. There's a 2 or 3 year wait for those. They're all booked out.
Well, really?
No, because I had a guy do one birthday party for his kid. Mm-hmm.
That's a birthday party box.
Right.
Those are open.
But this is any box.
Okay. But the ones that go down the side, you know...
Yeah, that's for if you're actually purchasing it, right? Where you get it for the whole year. They sell the event box where you just get it for the one night for the game.
Yeah, those you can sell. But the ones that they own...
Yeah, no, we're talking about the event boxes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the suites that... Not the big ones, but the suites that go down the sides... Those are booked out for years.
Yeah.
These are going to be the corner.
So right. You want to do a one-time event box?
Those are the birthday boxes and the event boxes.
Yeah, the event box. And maybe change it to a event box. There you go. Does that make it better?
That's fine.
Does that be a hockey
game? Yeah.
Hey, they bring them to the whales.
But they're not washing the rabbits.
She's trying.
I'm playing devil's advocate because somebody's going to have that.
I know, you're fine. I'm just saying. But it's not a bad idea.
And what do you think, 300 points for getting a group?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it in the middle, yeah.
Or five.
Or five.
Can you double up if it's the first time?
Yeah, there you go.
If they're the first, rack the points.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else that you can think that we should add? We want to show this to them and say, hey, we might get into the season and be like, oh, heck, we do this. Let's get a point for that, right?
Yeah.
Let's get points for that. Or this is a lot harder to do. We should get a lot more points for that.
Yeah,
are you going to do anything with social media? Liking?
No, and that is because it's going to be so hard to track.
Mm-hmm. What about ours? Ours wouldn't be hard to track.
Who's going to do that?
I mean, it's not hard to see who likes a post or comments on it. You just go to it's not like we have a ton of people.
Yeah, but what happens on the promotional event and we get 100 members?
I mean, we can change it, just all of this can change. But, we need to boost our social media. So that could be a way to boost the social media.
I'm fine with it. You guys tell me. I was thinking tracking.
Yeah, it'd be that's what because we talked about that in the meeting, and that was one of the things that who's going to track. And
how are you going to see the picture on social media if they're posting a picture on our page?
That's true.
That's true.
So
it's going to be there. I mean, it's like I said, it's not hard. We get 2 likes a post.
But see, we didn't know that. We don't know that. Well, you do, and that you weren't in that.
You just go look at it. That's all you got to do. It's pretty easy.
Can
we get a low point for it?
Yeah. I would honestly say a like, share, and a comment is 50.
Yeah.
Or
I'm good
whatever.
With that.
Yeah.
You guys good
you
with
have
that?
To do all three.
You do have to do
you all have three? To do all three to be able to get points.
Okay.
I would say that.
Or do we make that one rules? I mean, I'm not trying to.
I mean, we could go half of
25.
For sure.
But
we do 25 points for going to like a pitcher.
No. You need to do all three.
All three.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
what's
how
all three?
Us,
what's
right?
The criteria?
Yes. Like, comment, and share.
Okay. I don't know about the sharing, though.
Yes.
I do.
Okay.
That gets us out.
You're going to have to learn how to share.
It's not that I don't share. It's I don't go on there. Like, I go on there, like, okay, once
well
or
then
twice
that's
a
just
week.
Won't be how you get your points.
If you
don't
have to
get them
points,
away.
You won't go on social media.
Y'all are being poo-poo heads.
Jennifer won't get points for
this. I won't get any
media.
Social media points.
That's fine.
Honey, you're going to have to get those for us, okay?
Jennifer's just anti-social.
No, I just...
You know what the problem is? This is going to sound awful, but this is the truth. I'd rather just read a book and be in my own world than have to look at other people's worlds, because a book is just
as entertaining. But you know what? If you look at other people's world, you're like, hey, I'm good.
Come ride with me.
But no, I mean, that, and really, that's, like, you can ask me, what do I do when I go home? I sit down and read a lot.
Play that game.
Well, that too, but oops, I dropped it.
I would say Facebook. That's only Facebook. You can't really do that on Instagram. And not everyone has it. I mean,
I like the Facebook.
Look at you.
Facebook. What did you put?
Facebook. Meta includes Instagram.
Yeah.
My point.
Yeah, Jeremy.
All right, so what do you think? I think this is a good list to start out with.
Yeah, take two of them.
Yeah.
And Jeremy and Ryan is not one.
Okay.
So can you go over, like, how we can use them really quickly?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
Bench buddies is 1,000 points, and you can group them all together. So if there's four of you that want to do it,
oh, cool.
You can group them together.
So you spend 250.
Right, for four of you to do it.
Okay.
Welcome tunnel, give the high fives, 500 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that, like, realistically, that they're going to let us do that kind of stuff?
Because this was their idea.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Because don't they have people lined up for that normally?
I was going to say, I think
usually it's the bench
buddies. Normally, it's a group of them. But
with bench buddies, you can go.
You can have multiple
pretty
groups
deep
out
on,
there.
On the
okay.
List. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know. It's just like I know certain people have it.
Like, I've taken like eight people out there before.
What is the thing called?
Fifth line.
Discounts at the coffee shop. Fifth line rabbits.
We're saving up our money to buy a rabbit.
Are you doing the rabbit again?
I don't know. We might have competition.
Hope and dreams.
So, 10% off on top of your season ticket holder discount.
Oh, heck yeah.
4,400 points, 15, 600, 25, 800. Discount as sponsor restaurants. They were going to have to look at what that was. So, they're going to have to put that on there. But they still said they want to do that. So, okay. VIP parking spot. We don't know if they'll do it, but we're going to say 400 points.
I wonder if it has an existing, like if you already have to have one.
You can give it to somebody coming to the game, maybe.
I don't know if there's still a waiting. I don't know. We're going to ask. All
I
can say
that's the only thing. It's just
I mean, at this point, it's just throw a dart at the dartboard and see what can
That'd be awesome. That'd be amazing if you could do that.
I mean, I already have them, so I won't ever use mine on that, but
I hate it, so. It takes me more time to get out of the parking lot than to get home.
Well, not if you have Brent dragging you through the parking lot. Carlos
or Kevin Adams.
We're on the other end.
Hurry up, I gotta go. I gotta go back to work. Let's
do
go.
Do you do that too?
I'm out like that.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, okay.
Jackrabbits.
Yeah. I go right down the VIP staircase.
Depends on where you park that. Yes.
You gotta get
that pretty fast, too.
You gotta park on the left side. That way you can turn out right. You don't have to turn across traffic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I learned that the hard way.
From the
Brent's
end of the game
me out a few times.
To my house. I time it 11 minutes from the end of the game to the house.
Wow.
Because I park across the street, and I cut through the backside because I live over there by Home Depot on Augusta. So literally, the only traffic I hit is walking across the street. And then I pop out onto Augusta, turn left, and I'm gone. So.
Okay. Everybody good? We're going to present this to the rabbits.
Can't wait to see what they come up with on their side.
Me too.
Maybe they'll have more benefits.
Maybe.
Or beneficial benefits.
And as we get going, I think that we'll add more benefits to it, right? Mm-hmm. This is all new. So, which is exciting in itself. Nerve-wracking, but also exciting. Logo. He sent me a message today that hopes that he'll have it tomorrow. So I get it. I'll put it up on GroupSpot. We can make some decisions, send it back to them if there's more changes, and then, or if we vote on it and we like it, we're good. Okay?
Okay.
And we'll move forward. So, the flyer. We were going to have them do that. Never mind. So, the application's good. We're good with that. Mm-hmm. The promotional release party. Mm-hmm. So, on the table, what we talked about.
Yeah, we went over early.
Oh, never mind.
But you can go over
it again.
Bye.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
No, we already went over it. We're good.
Yeah. We'll just go over what your notes have, because we just went off of memory.
Oh, that's what I was doing, too.
Okay. Well, maybe your memory's better than ours.
Because you don't have the meeting minutes from the officers' meeting, right? Oh, yeah, I wrote notes. Sorry. Okay, so the idea would be have a couple of the application QRs throughout the table so that nobody has to stand in one line to do it. Mm-hmm. Have QR codes for all of our social media out there. And then we have those bands, bracelets that you guys had that say Swamp Rabbits on them. Swamp Rabbit boosters, I think?
I don't remember those.
They're the little rubber things that make your arms sweat.
Yeah.
Like the breast cancer or the
ones that kids wear.
Yeah. We have a bunch of those. They make my skin sweat.
Mm-hmm. That face.
I don't like this.
Oh, I just happen to think. See if you can get them to improve the internet in the building, because we're doing the QR codes. The internet is really lacking inside the building.
Okay.
It is so slow.
Lisa, well, sorry.
You know what I'm talking about. It's really slow for
some.
Training.
Yeah.
Need to Levi.
I know. I got the training. I got to get it to where it's easy to read.
Okay.
But we could have this. We could have the training information on the sheet, mm-hmm. and so we could have that where you could take it with you.
Not doing. Since I already have done that, do I have to redo it every year?
There is a time frame on there, so that will also be on the sheet of how often you have to do it.
Okay.
And I can find out from them if you need
to. I was hoping Cheryl was here, because then I could have picked her brain, because she would know.
They've changed it.
Oh, they've changed it. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
So we'll get that out.
And if we had the link,
so
I could get some of the training done.
Yep. So we'll get the link put onto a sheet. So if Lisa says she wants to go and do the training, she can just take the sheet and go with it, right?
Okay.
We'll just have several printed off. And then the other thing was...
Website?
What
do you want on the website?
Oh, no, I meant... Sorry, what's on the table?
I'm sorry.
What we were going to do was the reason to join with the perks.
We weren't going to list them out, though, because they were going to have the handle.
We were going to say...
There are perks.
Yes. I think we had verbiage for it, but...
Yeah, we did. I just don't remember what it's
You need exciting perks.
Mm-hmm. For discounts.
Well, that's for them to decide since they're doing the handle.
No, we tell them what we want on there. They're just going to design the pamphlet.
Okay.
Make sure the coloring's all right, the font's right. Mm-hmm. But I think we could dump all that information into ChatGPT and it could come up with a flyer.
My new kid is Claude.
Oh, yeah. I have Claude at work, but I don't have it at home. Yeah. So that's for the promotional release party. Does everybody plan on going?
I do.
Okay. I will be going, what time is it?
11:30 to 2:00.
Okay. I may have to leave early. We have an event at the Maze Lodge.
We're going too early, too.
Supposed to be... Mm-hmm. We're having food truck vendors, a car show, motorcycle, cruising, blood bank, all that jazz.
Oh. Maybe that's what we should do, too.
A blood
bank? Donate blood on the points.
Oh,
I'm out.
Well, some people
the last
can't
time he
do
donated
it.
Blood. Right. Yeah, I can't donate blood.
I'm passed out. But I'm on the speed dial for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was too, and the last time he did it, he passed out.
I almost passed out, but they call me like every day.
Because he's that universal boy.
Because I'm O positive.
Yep. Oh, yeah, you're everybody.
We're on speed. They're like, Yeah, I'm the day six.
Takes me every day.
Hey, Ryan, Emily, you want to come up? I'm like, yeah, come give me my money.
Okay, so anything else that you can think of, the promotional party, we can put, add it to the group spot, right?
Are we going to do anything down if you can buy these bracelets?
I have the bracelets. I know right where they're at.
Okay, so do you want to do that?
Yeah, I think
we
do.
Talked about.
I think we do. Number one, I don't mean this badly, but let's get rid of them so we can get new merchandise in.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about feeding the players. We'll do that during. It's not spring training. That's baseball. Preseason. That's what it's called. So we are gonna. We'll do the make the food and bring it kind of thing again. The homemade food is
what they ask for.
What we can afford.
They ask for it too.
And they do, because they get catered food all the time, right?
Olive Garden. The McAllister's for days on end.
Yeah. And they said Olive Garden, they get Olive Garden a lot because it's pasta, mm-hmm. right? So one of the things that we need to ask the rabbits is, like, what do we do for food, right?
Are there dietary restrictions? Do they know that yet? When will we get that information?
We won't.
Right, I know, but that is something we're going to have to take into account
sure.
when we do
as
this.
We get a little closer.
I mean, we can make a menu A, B, C.
Yeah. The fish went over really good last year. So
yes.
I think we do the fish for sure. I mean, the one person that said he didn't eat anything but fish, everybody else ate the fish, and I don't know that he got any.
He did. We made sure he got some.
But he got other stuff, which threw me off.
Right. Didn't he get meatballs?
Yes, and he said meatballs. He didn't have anything but fish.
Right.
And he ate meatballs.
He's on JPJ?
Anyway, we want to make sure.
Maybe he didn't know there was fish, because the meatballs were fish.
Maybe we make a menu outside the door so when they come in, they know what's available.
Blowfish.
Yes.
They thought they were fish.
I think that the barbecue went over really the pork came over really well.
Do a menu of what they're gonna have when they come in.
I think that the pork went over really well too. They really
the pork.
Yes.
Yeah, they love the pork.
Yes.
We also have to think this was end of season.
Yeah, but you could do pork with no barbecue sauce on it and let them put it on themselves. And a lot of them didn't eat the bread.
Yeah, a lot of them just ate the meat.
We just have to watch out because preseason right. and postseason is.
Yep. That's why we're gonna ask, what should we make, right?
Yeah. So ask that at the meeting. Yeah.
What are they telling us they can eat? Not just dietary restrictions, but what is the team saying? Stay away.
They hardly touch the salad.
Are we able to?
No salad.
Yes.
Dietitians.
Yeah.
And I thought that would go over well.
I asked that, so we'll see. What else? And remember that this is going to be the last minute. They're going to tell us 2 days, 3 days before the night. So if we have the menu prepared,
everybody knows what
we're doing. We'll know what we're doing.
Yep. Chicken, rice, vegetables, pasta.
No pasta.
No, they like pasta. Gives them energy.
They just don't like Olive Garden.
They never
get
made
open. Well,
they got Olive Garden all the time.
They were literally getting Olive Garden just about every game.
Yeah, they want something other.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, girl.
Please, I'm fried.
Have you salt?
I'm a diva, so I'm not saying a word.
Well, I have food allergies, so I'm a diva.
I'm bougie.
I'm one of those people that have the dietary. Well, I'm one of those people that have the dietary restrictions, so I know how that is.
I just ate at a seafood restaurant, and I'm like, I didn't know this was a seafood restaurant. I'm allergic to crab and didn't bring my EpiPen. And I'm like, can you please? And they're like, yeah, we've got you. We have a pan that we'll cook your fish in. And I'm like, okay. I felt like Corey, where I couldn't have milk.
Welcome to
Benadryl.
Epi.
Although my lips feel
like... You get to feel like itching.
Or your lips get.
I carry liquid, so I mean I got you. Yeah, I mean I carry liquid.
It's just fundamental there.
That's not
just your wife, honey. That last time I drank some tea, I was doing that. I accidentally took a sip, wasn't I?
Yeah, and I accidentally stuck myself with an EpiPen.
Yeah. Didn't help me when I couldn't breathe. I've
been a paramedic for 12 years and stuck myself with an EpiPen.
It's okay. We forgave you. I made it. Don't worry.
All right. What else do we have?
I was just going to say, I got to go, but it was great
okay.
meeting everybody.
Yes. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. Nice meeting you. We'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
All right. What else do we have? The stuff that's on the flyer is kind of what we're going to put on the, what we're going to say, hey, we want this on the website, on their, that they're creating. So, at the meeting with the rabbits, I think is next week. I got to confirm that with them.
Are we going to do another meeting before?
Let me know. I think a Wednesday. Again.
Okay. What'd you say?
Are we going to do another meeting, like...
Yeah, August, I think we do one more, right?
Because August the 6th is our next regular membership meeting.
You know what? Let's stick to that because we're going to be gone
the week of the 17th.
Calendar said 13th.
What's that?
It said 13th on the calendar.
Yeah, that's the second.
I'm sorry. I put 8th on there. I put the same day as the release party, so I put the wrong day. So it's the 13th. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, my bad. Because I put the wrong day.
With the release party on the 8th.
We need to have one.
We need
more
to have another
that.
One beforehand.
So, what if we did it when we got back from Virginia? So we might have stuff from that we want to share with the membership.
Like the week of the 20th or the 27th?
Yeah, we won't be here, but that's fine.
Either week.
Do you want a video in?
I can. Maybe it depends. That's just our vacation.
Both weeks are.
Mm-hmm. We're going Friday to Friday.
Okay.
Totally
fine. No,
it's okay. I mean, like I said, I
can
video
you
if
happy. Where are you guys going?
Daytona.
Party place.
We just
booked our flight
night.
To.
We're going.
They say that's the best one in the world.
We're going
the one in Daytona.
We're actually
listen, he said it is.
And driving through Poland and going up into Estonia and
So we don't. We got the 20th, 21st, 22nd.
A Thursday.
A Thursday is the 23rd or the 30th.
It's our only vacation.
23rd. You guys good with that? And it will be via
Google Meet.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do July, not August. July 23rd, planning meeting.
Yeah, for the promotional event. And we will have the results from our meeting with the
Google Meet.
Yeah, after a while it gets old.
7 p.m.?
Yeah.
That's
she in school yet?
Huh?
I'm mumbling to myself.
Okay.
She's 5, but she's like the pre-K. Yeah.
What'd you say?
Okay.
Yeah.
Half day stuff.
I can't think of anything else. How about you?
But she started this.
It's bedtime for old people. Nana's and Bop's go to bed at 8:30. Oh, you haven't eaten? I'm sorry.
Wow.
It's our mom has been doing this.
There's a really good Mexican restaurant on the street.
Do you know who I have?
No.
You don't eat
grandsons do that.
No dairy.
No finger and all.
Sorry. You can have no dairy at all.
We went to the park.
I can't sweet tea.
No, all Mexican has dairy, doesn't it? All Mexican
has dairy, doesn't it? But there's a possibility.
For cross-contamination.
We already did our one Mexican for the month.
Yeah.
That's fine. I was just
that's all I get.
Well, there's probably a Jimmy John's around here somewhere.
You don't eat sandwiches.
So not only does he have problems, he's picky too.
He doesn't eat fruits or
vegetables. Honey, she's living with your wife.
Kevin, you and I can go to dinner.
So like Kevin, we go to the same places because I have certain things I can order at certain restaurants that I know I can eat. Because I can't
Kevin will go.
Sometimes
I do it like this.
I'm not very picky, but the only thing I don't like is Brussels sprouts. I don't like Brussels sprouts.
You haven't had good ones then. Okay.
I say that, but I will eat them if they're like grilled.
And what roasted
about LA? We're adjourning.
Bathroom?
Oh,
so I wrote this call over here on Highway 81.
He has a problem.